U.S. Attorney Peter Noronha has had to furlough a third to a half of his 45-person staff because of the federal government shutdown. He says they're managing by bringing in people who are working on the most urgent cases and then rotating them as the cases change.
Things that we can put a little bit towards the back burner, you know, long-term investigations, white-collar corruption investigations, I hate to say, are going sort of to the back of the line at the moment. Right now, we've got to focus on those things that are impacting public safety in an immediate sort of way.
So far, the U.S. District Court of Rhode Island has not been affected by furloughs, but that could change. David DiMarzio, the clerk of the federal court, said significant furloughs will be necessary if the shutdown goes beyond October 15th. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.